My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. You okay over there with your headphones? Uh-oh. Your mic didn't turn on when you pressed the button.
Still trying to make do here.
There he goes. Oh, they pulled him down. Yeah, that happens. All right, you doing okay over there with that? Because we got big deals going on here.
We did. That Mitch made us brownies.
Yeah, well, that's...
I mean, let's get right to it.
I
want to
do that right now, but yeah, I mean, yeah, we can do that right now. Yeah, well,
are we doing a bake sale today? I did not know.
I had no idea. I didn't bring anything.
I knew we were getting our pictures. I didn't know we were getting baked goods. And Mitch made brownies. He goes, by the way, for whatever reason, he goes, speaking of coffee, as if we were talking about coffee, you brought in the coffee pot. And then he said, speaking of coffee, I made brownies, which I don't really eat brownies in the morning with coffee, but, you know, I'll eat anything.
Like, if he would have said, speaking of coffee, we've got biscotti that I've brought in.
There you go.
Handmade from Italy.
English muffins. I have baked English muffins. But he didn't do that. He just said, speaking of coffee, I made brownies over the weekend, and I went,
speaking of coffee, here's the prime rib I've been working on the last 3 weeks.
Well, the thing is, like, what was your ending temp? The thing is, I said to him, I says, Mitch, let me get to the, hey, Lane Thomas ain't going anywhere, okay? He's a Cleveland Guardian. Hold on, because now you got me
He's
going
He's coming
here.
To Cleveland.
He's coming to Cleveland, yeah. About? He ain't going anywhere else but Cleveland. Does he stop in Detroit first, or does he just go right to Cleveland? Might have to stop in Detroit for a season hitter.
I think he just has to go.
They play at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, get over there. What are you waiting on?
But he was in Arizona, right? Wasn't he in Arizona?
Yeah.
The Nationals were in Arizona?
Though.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to play him right now. You don't want to be jet-lagged. And maybe just send him to Cleveland, okay? Get a day off. You get Thursday coming around. Either way, hold on. Just a second. So I says to him, I go, you put nothing in these, did you? Like, I'm not going to have to run to the bathroom after these. He goes, that's for you to find out. That was Mitch's answer.
Pretty daring on picture day.
If you want me to be honest, all it is simple is brownie mix, eggs, vegetable oil, Butterfinger, and Reese cups. That's it. Reese BC, sorry.
No other kind of butter included in there? Just normal?
No.
Okay.
Yep.
What kind of butter?
Well, you know, you get to a certain age, and people offer you brownies.
Wait a minute.
It's kind of understood that there might be something else going on.
Well, I wouldn't think now is the age where it happens.
I'd hope he wouldn't be bringing it to the radio station.
If we were all 17, wait a minute. Yeah. If we were all 17 years old, then I would say, what'd you put in the brownies?
Oh, you don't know my sister's friends. You don't know the calamitous times going down to Ohio State on a party bus and having brownies just
How long ago
doled
was this?
Out. This is a few years ago.
What?
So this is an absolute true story. She...
I was telling drug stories, everybody.
She was out. She was out late the night before, came back to Tremont with a really good friend that she was staying with. He said, hey, I'm going to Ohio State in the morning. And she had her other way to get down there. Everybody was partying down in Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
So she was really hungover. She went down to the fridge, and she was looking for anything. No. She was looking for anything she could eat to satisfy
soak it up,
whatever urges.
Oh, my God.
And she called him immediately. She knew. She's like, oh, my God. I housed like two of these brownies. And he just was laughing on the other end. He goes, strap in. You've got an interesting next 8 hours.
Oh, my
and she's
God.
Like, no, I'm supposed to come down and meet you guys down in Columbus. It was a football game and everything.
Oh, God.
He goes, I don't think you're going to be doing anything for That'd a long time.
That would be the worst.
Time.
That would be the worst.
She said it ruined the weekend.
How could it not?
Ruined the weekend. She's trying to throw up. She's trying to do whatever she could.
Oh, my God. Were they just like a, you know,
they
pop brownie?
They were loaded.
Oh, no.
Loaded because he was taking them down to the tailgate.
That's a thing, man. Like, you guys, and, you know, it's, you know, ever since it's like, is it legal or just decriminalized? What are we doing here in our state?
I thought about this a week ago. I don't know the rules. I don't know the laws. I have no idea.
Because you want to talk about moving
the
goalposts.
They're not selling it everywhere yet.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the thing. Everybody's like, just take a gummy, take a gummy, take a gummy. I'm like, man, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going in the garage, and I'm going to go look at a car. That's just the way I was raised, guys. And I'm not, like, they got the gummy rings now, and they got the gummy worms and the gummy bears and all the other things. And then they got the brownies. And, oh, I'm like, well, no. Because eventually you leave them in the wrong place. I'm not saying around children or anything like that, for crying out loud. But eventually they leave them in the wrong place, and a scenario like yours plays out. Ruins the day.
Well, the other thing.
Ruins the day.
Like, I've heard these stories of, hey, there's a listing at a house or an open house on a Sunday, and they go through and there's, you know, oh, all these treats in the middle of a table, you know, and the houses might be staged or whatever. And then you find out, oh, that the not so much of a family, but the gentleman that lives here.
Like, it could be a scenario. You
party
think about
favors.
This. Now, there's times where I wake up early. And there's times where I'm like, man, I don't want to be dragging out of bed. You know what? And you guys are gonna roll your eyes and say, no way. Like, I will just go, you know what? It's 9 o'clock. I just got home. How about some watermelon and some melon? Like, what's that orange melon they make? Yeah, I'm gonna have a bowl of that. We're going to bed. Well, it's all water. So I wake up in the morning and you're ravenous. And what if I go into the fridge? And Liz has, well, I just thought we bought some brownies or anything like that. And she didn't tell me, and they were just in the fridge, which, again, I would go, all right, kid's getting there. So this is not a great scenario, but I'm still going to play this way. And I go in there, and I eat one of the brownies. I'm like, I'd have to pull off. I told you, I'm not good with that stuff. I'd have to pull off the side of the road. I have to walk back to the house.
Oh, screws up everything.
I'd have to call you. You'd have to do the show by yourself, which no one wants to do that.
No.
Nobody. And then, I mean, everything after that is just a mess. I'd have to call off for something like that. God, it'd be terrible. I feel bad for your sister, who I got rid of the line, is not a nice person, by the way. She's nice.
So, Mitch, these are okay. Nice. You've tested them?
Yes, the only high you're going to get from this is a sugar high. I guarantee it.
You promise me?
Do you have nuts in there?
Peanut butter, not like solid nuts.
Are you going to eat one of these?
Yeah, I'll have one.
You got one?
Not right now.
Well, you want to try it on the air first?
You're gonna eat on the air? Is that what you're gonna do?
No, I'm not gonna eat it on the air. Hold on, I'm gonna try it on the air.
One yet?
Good God, you act like I coaxed someone into bringing barbecue in here, for crying out loud. All right, I'm gonna try this on the air. I want you to play.
This isn't to celebrate the new signing or the new deal.
Well, this is what we're gonna do. So maybe this will be, we will be stoned to the bejesus after this, and we will all celebrate that the Guardians got Lane Thomas from the Washington Nationals. It's a brand new day with possibly laced brownies from Mitch. We'll find that out. Lyman just dug right in. This is Chris Antonetti. He's excited for Lane Thomas, folks.
He's amazing.
That's a versatile outfielder, a guy that's capable of playing center field, right field, and can contribute offensively, defensively, and on the bases. He's been really effective against left-handed pitching. He's a good outfielder, and I think he's third Major League Baseball in stolen bases. So a lot of different ways he can help us.
This is perfect. It's crisp, and it's moist. It has the best of both worlds. You want to talk about a deadline to remember.
Yeah, I sure as hell hope that Lane Thomas, I don't know why I was going to call him Chris Thomas. I certainly hope that Lane Thomas is a lot like these Brownies where I'm like, man, I thought this was going to suck at first, but these are really good.
There's a lot going on here. There's like four dimensions of goodness.
I never thought that Lane Thomas sucked, by the way, but I got a lot of people. Somebody sent me a side-by-side of him and Will Brennan last night, and I went, okay, let's all go to bed and pick up the pieces in the morning.
Where is he on your list of famous Lanes?
Well, there's Lane Price from Mad Men.
That's the first one I thought.
Lane Staley from Alice in Chains.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. I remember the day he died.
Lane Stadium.
Lane Stadium.
Yep.
Home of Enter Sandman. By the way.
Lane Bryant.
You're a big AC. Lane Bryant makes me think of my mother. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
It's ridiculous that in a college football stadium, you have to walk all the way across a practice field.
That was always weird. Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane, very good actor. He's in The Birdcage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Love that movie. I would probably know that if I love that movie that much. I know it's in my, I've seen it a bunch of times. It's in my Prime Video watch list.
How about Lane Kiffin?
You know what? Lane Kiffin has grown on me over the last few years.
Yeah.
The mistakes he's made, like he's still like kind of a wild-eyed guy, but he's still... We got power rank Lanes here in a second.
I feel like there might be an actual really good coach in there.
Damn it. Oh, I think there is a really good coach. I mean, he's got Ole Miss kind of rolling. Like, they have a chance to make the playoff this year. Lane Kiffin's a good job. Hear more about that on Sons of the Shoe. I want to power rank Lanes, man. It's been a while here, Owen. Come on.
Lois Lane?
Lois Lane don't count.
That doesn't count.
Bobby Lane?
Bobby Lane's with a Y. Are we playing the music or not, Owen? Fine.
Who else is left?
Okay, Lane Thomas, is he number three?
No, he's not remotely up there.
Number one, Lane Staley. Number two, Lane Price. Number three, Lane Bryant.
Lane Price, power rank Lanes. He just let his finances get the best of him, which not ideal for the job that he had.
Hard to open that door. All right.
Get that Mets hat, right?
Antoinette, it was a pennant. This is Chris Antonetti. He says, folks, they made a deal. They ain't done making them deals.
We're definitely not done pursuing things. Whether or not that leads to another deal or more deals is really hard to forecast, but we'll continue to try to be active and see if there are other opportunities to improve.
Mills Lane.
Very good.
How can we forget about Mills Lane?
You bet. Well done.
You knew it was a big fight if Mills Lane.
We want starting pitching. Antonetti says, ooh, that's a tough ask.
It's been a really, really challenging market. I know you've heard me say this before. It was one of the reasons we went out and signed Matt Boyd a couple of weeks ago because we were anticipating this was going to be a challenging market, especially for starting pitching, and I think that's proven to be the case.
I know a lot of people were fit to be tied yesterday because, again, we talked about Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham. Mentioned him throughout the morning yesterday. We had Anthony Castrovince on. He mentioned, obviously, because he'd written about Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham, they both ended up going to the Cardinals. And so people started to see moves being made, not just with Chisholm and with Arozarena the day before, but then moves started to be made yesterday in earnest. People started to get annoyed. And then they bring in Lane Thomas. And this is the weird thing about it, is that with a lot of these guys who are available, with a lot of these guys, you could always take a negative turn to it. Because I agree with you, and I have to respect what Antonetti's saying here, is that I think the market with the extra wild card is thrown into a blender here, and you don't know who's selling, who's buying, who's staying around. You know, the people have been very critical. What teams are three games out of the Rays? Weren't they three games out of the wild card or something like that, and then they're selling? I mean, there's teams that are kind of close. Remember us last year? It's like, why are we selling when we're close, like two games out of the wild card? What are we doing here? So there is certainly a Tampa Bay's 3.5 games now out of the wild card. Thank you very much. Like there's a mix to this that can be bothersome and I think a little bit tedious to a general fan out there. Lane Thomas from Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, or Masson, as I say. He was talking to the assembled media in a post-trade press conference. He was asked, was he surprised by being traded?
It's a little bit of a shock, even when you know they're looking to do something like that. But yeah, I mean, I've been in this situation before. I feel like that makes it a little bit easier. You know, my wife's dealt with it too. So I think we're, you know, ready to go help another team.
Was his wife one of the rumored names at the trade deadline?
Wait a minute. They lost Arizona last night. Why was there music playing in the background?
Probably happy to see him go.
Well, this happened before they played,
So it's probably a...
Post-trade.
Yeah,
of course, because he wasn't playing in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
He wouldn't have finished out the road trip with the Nationals.
He could have sat in the dugout and hung out.
Don't think you're allowed to.
Boy, that is always...
Unless you're Trevor Bauer and then you hang out in right field.
You have a press conference of your own.
Yeah, go have a beer with the fans.
And then you have people call sports about him, so.
Then you have people call sports talk radio for over a year. Here's Lane Thomas on joining the Guardians during a playoff push. Thank you.
Yeah, it's hard not to be excited about that. I mean, I think they've been one of the better teams in baseball. And, you know, even playing against them, I was like, they get it done. It just seems like they play hard. I feel like they kind of played how we played in a sense. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Late addition to the power rankings real quick. Vince Gary says, Twitter actions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Vince Gary says, can't forget the late Lane Smith. You don't know who that is,
no.
Do you? It's the father from Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore. Great bleeping actor. He's the coach. You remember, he's Jack Riley in Mighty Ducks.
Now I got to look it up.
Lane Smith goes to the... No, I'm sorry.
I didn't remember that he was the father and son-in-law, but I do remember.
I had a totally different power rankings. I just thought of another one. Okay. Number one.
Was he in My Cousin Vinny?
Number one, Lane Staley.
Yes. He's the prosecutor.
Lane Prattley from King of the Hill. Number three, Lane Smith, who's the father from Son-in-Law and also Jack Riley. It's not worth winning if you can't win big.
How about Diane Lane? She's in The Outsiders.
Isn't that with a different last name spelling?
She did, probably.
Yeah. Ah, she don't make it. Not for me. You excited for Lane Thomas?
Yeah. You know what? My buddies convinced me.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
I could be the first move in what might be a deadline flurry, Kenny. Could it?
Do you think it's the last move?
No. Didn't Antonetti say yesterday?
Say he's not done doesn't mean he's
not done.
You can always look. You can you can go shopping and put something in your cart and walk around for a while and go, all right.
Could do that.
If I go into like Home Depot or Harbor Freight, I'll do a walk around in the hardware. And then I'm like, all right, we're ready to go.
I mean, they were just getting hammered yesterday up until this deal was done by mostly just the very outspoken fans. I think Nick Wilson, I have to tell you the timestamp. I mean, I think he had said at one point, because you could tell he was in his emotions. I loved it. It was great. At one point, I'm pretty sure he told the Dolans to sell the team yesterday.
No, he didn't.
I'm pretty sure he said.
He did.
And if I'm out of context, because July has been out of context month on this radio show and this station.
What else do we take out of context?
You missed this last week. I was accused of taking a lot of stuff out of context.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind. Moving on.
But it was getting very, very loud. And I think a lot of people were sharing in the frustration because you saw, I think what set people off yesterday, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Right? Because
that's what got them.
They got two of the guys. Like, Tommy Pham, that seemed like, even though we were wondering, is that going to be too much of a jolt in the clubhouse in a negative way because of his personality? But it was a veteran. And it was somebody that has been, you know, reliable in big moments. And then Fetty, who I think most people had never heard of until yesterday morning, then they were upset they didn't get Fetty. It was amazing how the baseball deadline, you can get upset about not getting guys you've never heard of.
Well, because you don't think they're going to get anybody. Then you hear them connected to names,
yes.
And then you have to have those
names.
You
have to have them.
And when they don't get those names, then you get upset. I'll admit to you, I was pulling out of the gas station yesterday. Went to Get-Go in Streetsboro, got some Gase. I was pulling out. I'm listening to Nick. This is yesterday afternoon before they had made the trade, and I'm thinking, man, Lima was wrong. Because you were so flippant about it. You're like, oh, they'll make a move.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, well, the guys, like, it was almost a non-conversation to have yesterday. Like there's things like, all right, we got to talk about it. Okay, but what do you say? And that's kind of the way you were, where it was like, guys, they're going to make a move. I don't know who. I don't think the fans or the listeners know who. But they're going to make a move, and we'll hear it from Anthony Kastrovitz coming up later on. That's what you said yesterday. We had Anthony Kastrovitz yesterday at 9. And I'm pulling out of it. I swear to God, I'm pulling out of there, and I'm going, man, he was so flippant about it, and they're not going to make a move. They're not going to do this. And then, like, oh, yeah, they made a move.
Okay. I mean, he had 28 home runs last year. Big discrepancy between what he does against lefties and what he does against righties.
No, we've dealt with that before.
Had the surge of power last year and then speed. right? He's able to has really good base stealing instincts. After the game, or yesterday after the deal was announced, here's Jose Ramirez.
Lee Thomas.
Homa.
National.
Oh, okay, okay. Good player. Yeah. What happened?
Good player.
But just yeah,
good. Good player.
So he's got Jose's stamp of approval. Here is Stephen Vogt on what was transpired. is the manager.
I mean, I think it will, you know, but at the same time, it's a change. And anytime you have change, it's hard. Our guys are going to go through that, and it's not going to be easy, but I think our team got better.
Owen, you had something to say?
I can't say it on air.
Sure
you
can.
It'll be the end of the show.
Sure
no!
you can.
It's a $250,000 word.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought
you want to play a pyramid?
No.
I thought it was interesting, Jose's reaction.
What, they didn't know who the guy is? Yeah, it's pretty interesting,
he's
huh?
Good player. Glad we got that in, guys.
Who we get? So-and-so. Where was he a host? Kansas City. Ah, a good host.
Good host.
Hey, listen. Charles Barkley is paid to talk about the NBA.
It's true.
They quiz him on players in the NBA that he doesn't know on the post-game show.
That guy can do no wrong. Jose Ramirez. He can do no wrong. If it was, honestly, if it was a lot of other people.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You don't know who he is? Not him. He can do whatever he wants.
That's great.
It's great. I don't blame him for it. Continue.
I know Lane Thomas also got a chance to talk yesterday before arriving to his new team, and he's excited about the prospects of joining a team like the Guardians, who are going to make a playoff push here.
Just that you're just going to get the same guy every day, try to be consistent and, you know, just be available. I think that's the most important part is, you know, stay healthy, play hard, and I think the rest of it works itself out.
All right, so that does have to be a big departure from, you know, being able to go to a team like this.
Yeah.
That has the best record in the American League, second best record in baseball. Even though I said doesn't feel like it in this town right before the deadline. Maybe had it not have been the deadline, it wouldn't have felt like that. Maybe fans would just be like, all right, let's see how it shakes out. But obviously, when you see other teams making moves, it's going to get you to a point where you're getting riled up. And people were passionate. I'll say this about the Guardians fans. And I rolled my eyes at some of it, but it was great to see the passion yesterday. I mean, it was panic in the streets.
Yeah.
Now, they made this move. I don't know. Mitch, how did you describe it? You kind of joked, oh, blockbuster, didn't you, in the text thread?
Wow.
You're being sarcastic?
A little sarcastic. Not to say that Lane Thomas can't provide anything to the lineup.
Yeah, but you don't have the right to be sarcastic.
Why do I not have the right to be sarcastic? We live in a free country.
No, I mean, you have the right to be wrong, but again, as we talked about before, when you said you were disappointed that they didn't get Jack Flaherty, well, and I went, well, you still got Jack Flaherty because you're a Yankees fan. You're a half-ass Yankees fan.
Exactly.
But you can't be half-hearted. You have to be all in.
I thought when they scratched him yesterday that the Guardians are going to be in contention for him, and then it wasn't the case.
And then what else did he say? He's like, oh, we'll still get beat by the Astros.
And then...
I said that about the Yankees. Do not make it like I said that about the Guardians. Do not do that.
Astros still.
Hold on.
You used we referring to the Yankees.
He said we in reference to the Yankees, which was the point I was making until he got all sensitive and angry about it because he's a Yankees fan.
Your brownies, so you guys
I just wanted to clarify that. Just want to make sure.
Stomach don't feel that good right now.
I'll get ready.
Do you think it's the brownie or is it the Lane Thomas move?
We'll find out. I can't imagine him being the Lane Thomas move. I got nothing against the guy.
So, do we think as a
he's
show...
He's a good player.
Harry's a good player.
Do we think they're finished? I do not think they're finished.
I think they could be finished.
No arm.
I swear to God, I think that they could be looking at this going, you know, the market just didn't bear out. He said it was tough to give up these prospects. Yeah. I think that maybe that's just a little bit of lip service there. But I imagine it is a little bit difficult because a team like that never wants to give up prospects. And it is their bread and butter. But I don't know, man, the market is very difficult right now, and I can't just demand them make a move out of nowhere. Can't do it yet. If they were to come away with some name, I mean, I guess I'd be shocked, but I just don't know if that's going to go down that way.
All right, well, we'll look forward to seeing the conclusion of the trade deadline and see if there is a move today. Keep it locked into Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Are you going to call them Chiefs?
11 and a half hours.
Are you going to call them cheapskates, by the way, if they didn't... Bring in Blake Snell.
Cheapskates.
That's what people were calling him yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that is...
Because the Orioles are interested in him.
Has that not already been determined?
Well, any report I saw, I think it was NBC Bay Area, I think it was what they call it, they said they're not going to pay down his next year's salary.
I use the term cost-sensitive, Kenny.
Okay, well, every team's cost-sensitive. The Browns are cost sensitive. Everybody's cost sensitive.
I saw Chris Rose talking yesterday, and it's easy to forget the money they've got tied up in Miles Straw and was it Laureano? I mean, they're up to like $20 million. Yeah. Plus, they got how much less from the Bally's deal this year? I know nobody wants to hear that. Nobody cares. Fans don't care about the finances, especially when you expect the Yankees to keep wheeling and dealing. You expect the Dodgers to keep wheeling and dealing.
Yes,
but. I mean, that's just been the state of affairs for so long.
Can you advocate
that
they trade for Blake Snell and pay the, is it 25 or 30? I've seen two
numbers.
I don't
know how much would be left. That's probably...
It's still a hell of a lot of money. Okay, that's a lot of money for a pitcher. Would you advocate for them doing that for a guy who I think a lot of people have name recognition and he's been better lately, but he hasn't been great this year?
Well, does that
light start.
Does that cost him immediately in negotiating something for Kwan or... For Naylor, if Naylor is still part of this.
That's a totally different conversation with Naylor.
If that's the case, then no. No. If there's only so much, a finite amount of money in that pool, then that's where it's not. I know we always talk about the future prospects. Fans are sick and tired of hearing about prospects. I'm talking about guys that are here that need to get paid if you really like them. And if you really like Stephen Kwan, which I imagine most of you do,
yes.
And if you really like Josh Naylor, I don't think it's maybe at the same level. Considering his position and what they've got coming up, I get all that. But if the Blake Snell money, I mean, there's only so many beans that you're trying to count here, and that certainly would impact that decision-making. The Browns, back in business at the Greenbrier yesterday. We'll hear from Andrew Berry coming up next segment. But Mike Vrabel, you're seeing him in a lot of videos, and you're seeing him help a lot of players. I've seen him with Njoku. I've seen him racing Jameis Winston. It seems like he is really putting forth a ton of effort, and Andrew Berry is just happy to have him.
I think he has such a unique perspective because here's a former, you know, all-pro player, coached it in Power 5 college, defensive coordinator, and then very, very successful head coach in Tennessee. So there's nothing that he hasn't seen or that he can't provide, you know, insight into.
He used the term borrowed time yesterday on Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking to myself, like, if I'm an NFL team and I fire my coach halfway through the year, are we immediately talking to Mike Vrabel? Like, I wonder if Mike Vrabel even makes it through the end of the year with the Browns.
If I'm Mike Vrabel, I wait until the end of the year and survey the landscape on everything. The Cowboys could be open. That's a high-paying job.
Boy, that's the one.
Jerry is getting more desperate.
What if the Cowboys halfway through the season go, this isn't going to work out, and this is almost a Ty Lue type of situation?
That's a great point, but if you're Mike Vrabel, do you want to be a part of that nut job? I mean, do you want to be part of all that going on down there?
Give me $100 million?
Dak's future, well, that's part of it maybe. Yeah. But I think Mike Vrabel's got all the money he probably wants. Now, there's nothing wrong with more money. But
I think a lot of those guys want more.
Do you cut off your nose to spite your face? Like, could I get a better situation somewhere else that's going to have long-term prosperity? Because, you know, you become a head coach, you're good, and then all of a sudden you get to the wrong situation, and all of a sudden your name's not good anymore. You know, it's bad for you. It ends up being a bad, quote-unquote, career move. Even though, yeah, you're right. He'd be set up for, excuse me, he's already set up for life. There'd be other generations that are already set up for Mike Vrabel if that were the case. I'd wait until the entire year's over, survey the landscape, and see what's going on.
All right, that's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding as always. I do not care that Deshaun Watson cussed on Friday. I've heard cuss words before. Not allowed to say them on this mic. But I don't care that he's cussed, right? It's not my deal. I have another concern here. I have a much deeper concern here. That does affect us as Browns fans. It affects me as a person who wants the Browns to do well. Same thing with you, Tone. As much as I disagree with you as much, I know that you have it in your heart you want the Browns to do well. I want to couch this with what Andrew Berry said yesterday on why he thinks Deshaun Watson is going to be elite again.
I think it's just seeing him every day, seeing how he prepares, seeing how he works in practice, seeing how he relates to his coaches. I think our biggest, you know, focus with Deshaun is just making sure that he's available. I think the rest will take care of itself.
Tone, that mixes in with what kind of Deshaun Watson was trying to talk about here, taking care of himself, because I think that, you know, I listened to the comments. I read Jason's article. People were going nuts on Jason. Guys, you got every right in the world to be mad at Jason for some of you for telling the truth, for other ones, you know, digging up old stuff, whatever. My confidence, my crisis is not about that. Because when he says, like, people going after his character, assassinated his character, and people go, he's playing the victim. Well, okay. And maybe when he's talking about the old days, if you thought he was talking about the old days, fine. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's being said about him as a quarterback. It's not very good. And you know he's paying attention to it. I mean, the blocking people on social media and things like that, you know he's paying attention to it. And you know the people who is very close to him are paying attention to it.
Somebody in his circle is paying close attention.
It makes me concern. It concerns me about his confidence, flat out. The other stuff, the stuff that we discussed 2.5 years ago, which, boy, that got drug up out of the lake yesterday. The stuff that we discussed 2.5 years ago, obviously, that would be a cause of confidence concerns. But lately, where it's been one step forward and two steps back, I worry about his confidence as a quarterback.
Which is crazy to say, considering his unbelievable accolades in college, everything he had done when he had that meteoric rise to start out his NFL career, 3-time Pro Bowler, and at times looked like he was as good as any other quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
To think that confidence is now potentially an issue, and I got to tell you, I kind of thought the exact same thing when listening to him.
Oh, you agree with me on this?
I think a lot of stuff is getting to him and has gotten to him. And if you think about it, whether or not you think he's directly responsible or he is as guilty as it gets, regardless of what maybe the courts have said, maybe certain judges have said, whatever. Putting all that aside, which I know is impossible to do, it seems like this whole experience has gotten to him. And I know some people are listening going, well, it's your fault. Whatever. I'm just saying he's not the same confident guy. He just isn't.
This isn't about sympathy. This is about, you know, his future, the way he plays, directly is it directly involves our happiness. It affects it. It affects what we're going to do for the rest of this year. And frankly, guys, I told you, it affects what this organization is going to do. I mean, if he does not pan out this season, we could be talking about the Russell Wilson scenario, the nuclear option. You're definitely talking about the possibility. I mean, if things go south, if things go bad, even if he were to get hurt and people were to go, well, he just got hurt again. I don't know. That's 2 out of 3 years he's been hurt and he only got to play in 6 games in the first season there. So that's 2 out of 3 years he was hurt. So even in a, well, hurt, not your fault scenario, ain't that very good for you. So there is the worst case scenario of things could go poorly. We could be talking about the Russell Wilson nuclear option, which would definitely decimate this football team and would definitely put everybody that we talk about that's near and dear to our hearts on the trade block. We could be talking about drafting a guy in the first round next year. We could be talking about a lot of that different stuff. Or if he does well, obviously we don't have to discuss any of that. We'll have to make strong moves this year and difficult moves this year because that's the way that the salary cap's going to work. Guys are getting older. You're going to have to shed some of that. And it's going to be tough to do that. But this season for him is so important to everybody. Like, we've built a lot of trust. I bet that I know that there's still people who are anti-Stefanski. But if I were to do an approval rating, I'd bet he'd have an approval rating of over 70%. I know that there's obviously people who are still anti-Barry. If you were to do an approval rating, I bet he'd have an approval rating over 70%. That's good for the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
We've built a lot of trust here with this organization over the last few years. That could all go away during one football season. Hell, it can go away in the first month of the season for a lot of folks out there. So we have to understand what's at stake. And when he brought that up, I'm surprised you agree with me. You can't help but think of what all transpired 2.5 years ago. Because that's really what starts this, right? Because we've discussed it before. There's people actively rooting against him in the media. Wanting him to fail in the media. Absolutely. And then when he does fail, it's a pile on. And what am I left to do as a Browns fan? Well, I got to go back to the Baltimore game. I got to go back to the Arizona game, Tennessee. I mean, these are fits and spurts overall. And I think he's thinking the same thing. Where he used to be the 3-time Pro Bowler. He used to be the NCAA national champion. He used to be all these things. Well, not NCAA, technically it's a college football playoff, but you get what I'm saying. He used to be a college football national champion. All these things is what he was. What is he now? What is he going to be? And he looks for answers. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where all we have to do is speculate, albeit recklessly. I heard Michael Lombardi this morning. I woke up this morning, I turned on Lombardi's podcast. And he's going nuts about the Giants. He's going nuts about quarterbacks, and all of a sudden he goes, you know, we're running RPO. RPO is dying in the NFL. And I'm going, in my own head, I'm going, I can't say this and mean it. I have to look, but all I have to do is speculate and go, are we running, are we trying to run an archaic offense for a guy that might be stuck in the past? Like, that's where your head goes. Because you're looking and grasping for straws and for answers that only he can address. And when I hear him cuss, I don't care about him cussing. But when I hear about the whole, the character assassination, he pays attention to what you say. When he talks about all the things that people are saying and putting him down, the people around him pay attention to what all of you say. And I think that maybe the rabbit ears were up a little bit too high where you're looking for any positivity and you can't get much.
He's also not stupid. He knows that he is not the most well-received quarterback in a town that has him as the QB, right? I mean, when he was in Houston, he was the guy. I mean, think about how when you draft a player in sports and then they become great, almost instantly, how a fan base rallies around that. That's not what they've done here. The fan base has not rallied around. I'm sure he has pockets of fans. Sure, whatever. We get fans to call us. Yeah, but is it even close to what Baker Mayfield was?
No.
Not even.
It's nowhere
close.
Near what he had in Houston. It's nowhere near no, what he had in Houston when he sat out.
It is a fraction. Right. It's a yes. fraction.
Remember,
that's got to be weird territory for him.
Landry was already in Houston by that time, right?
Yeah.
Like Landry would tell you when he went before any of the allegations, we knew about any of the allegations. They were steadfast on his side.
Against the ownership, against the front office.
McNair,
yeah.
against the front office, against the pastor who was
Easterby
doing God and, knows, yeah, Jack Easterby doing God knows what there. They were against the Texans. They were pro Deshaun Watson. So you have a guy that is, at that time, such a well-liked guy that people are willing to turn their backs on their own football team. Which you, guys, that so rarely happens. People always choose their own football team over the player.
Yep.
And in this case, they were going, no, they're wrong. You need to do right by this. This is ridiculous with Bill O'Brien, so on and so forth. And now here we are just a few years later. I mean, it goes quick. It goes quick.
And he's 4 years later. He's hearing the fans boo him.
He heard it all.
In games they were winning.
He sees it all. I think the people around him remind him of it. And I don't think that... I worry that they're not going to get the results that they want out of something like that. That's what makes me nervous. Like, I worry about his confidence. Because you have to have a confident quarterback to be able to accomplish anything. You can't be nervous out there. You have to be confident. You have to be able to go through the ability. Trust is a big issue. That goes right along with confidence there. I wonder if he's having some trust issues within the offense. Like, there's so many things that I have to question. Like, what happened 2.5 years ago are a lot of things that we're never going to know the entire scope of all that. Okay? What's done is done. What's said is said. But what people are saying about him now, where he went from top five, top three QB, to where he's at the bottom of the rankings and talked about being replaceable and talked about being a bust in Cleveland, I think that might affect him. I'm worried that might affect him. And that's something I'll be watching all throughout preseason. Obviously, something we'll be watching through week one. Because once he goes out there week one, and you're going to be out there in front of the greatest to do it, and he'll be calling your game, and he's going to be going out there, and he's going to want to make his own impression, and he is going to tell an unvarnished truth. If you go out there and play well, he's going to say those things. If you do not, he is going to say those things, and they are going to come in very heavily on you on that Monday morning. This is a huge, this is as big a week one as we've ever seen coming up, and we're still a bit away from it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.